Om Shanti. Good morning. How is everyone this morning? Good. Do we have any first timers here? One. Okay. Do you know Geeta Bain from LA?
Come in the front.
So today we have the fortune of having with us a very powerful soul, I should say, because we are hearing a lot on the news since a couple of months now about the wildfires in LA. So I think the most appropriate person who can share with us her experiences in the midst of this crisis and chaos in LA, in California, how is she able to keep her mind at a stable state in the midst of this crisis? But before that, I will just like to introduce her a little bit. I am sure all of you know her. I think more than I do also. But what I know of her is that I have always seen Geeta Bain as this very stable, unshakable kind of soul who always carries about herself in a kind of grace. No? So calm, so serene, she walks and she talks. So we are going to hear from her today or this morning. She's going to share with us her secrets. So Geeta Bain, of course you all know that she is in charge of the centers in Los Angeles and California. This I don't have to tell you all because you all are from the US. So all over to you, Geeta Bain.
Om Shanti. I'm really definitely know that we all are powerful soul, yeah? That's why Baba has chosen us. Each and every one of us. Baba himself, I'm sure you don't had any thought to have some this journey, this spiritual journey or Brahmin life. But according to the drama, I just felt inside how Baba picked up each one of us according to our speciality, according to our understanding. Baba made belongs to him and we made Baba belongs to us. And Baba always says that you all are paths in love. And love is the one who is healing any types of negativity, any types of, I think, karmic account also. And that's why Baba gave the first lesson about the self. So you check inside of you in a very subtle way how much I know myself. Soul level, we know I am a soul. But how much we go into depth of that consciousness, yes, I am a soul. This is not. This is my body. And what is the first lesson? It will be the last lesson also. And I'm also sure everyone experiencing this is like conference age. Last time is passing. And many, many, many things will come. Again, all of us karmic account, karma is very great, that Baba himself, in 7 days lesson, he gave all the secrets. Now it's up to us, because this is our independent, individual inner journey. In that journey, nobody can help us. Because this is my journey. And Baba give us the guidance. Baba give us the teachings. Baba gives us a signal. Baba touches our intellect. But again, it's up to me, I the soul. Are you all agree? Agree? Do you think we can depend on anybody now? And that's why our slogan is self-transformation is a world transformation. And so this is very unique journey. And as soon as we said Baba, the word, our third eye opened. Baba gave a gift in form of understanding, wisdom and knowledge. So with that third eye, step by step, I go within myself. I check in and I check out. Yeah, because whom I have to really see? Baba. So when I see Baba, when I compare myself what Baba is teaching me or what Baba is telling me, am I doing that? And that's why Baba gave discipline. Baba says, follow my footstep, follow Srimad. Again, it's our checking time, how much I'm following Srimad or how much I'm using my manmat. When I'm following Srimad, you will very feel comfortable. You experience lightness. You will experience very positive feeling. But when you're not using Srimad, when you're using manmat, you check inside is a heaviness. And as soon as you feel heaviness, you yourself as a being a master, again, check. Ask 5 questions to your being to find out the seed or the problem of that heaviness. You know, usually we ask question, why you did, how this happened, but find out for that, why, when, what, how, where. From there you will find out the seed of that, where it started. Understand that. Accept that. And then you can see how easily it will transform. Because when Daddy sent me to America from London, and in London there are so many Baba's children early in the morning, almost like 200, 300 that time, I'm talking about 80s, and came to America, especially after New York to San Francisco, only 2 souls, whole day. Then there was a thought, how I can really survive like that? But that was the beginning. But I felt actually, how much Dadis, Baba, have so much faith and respect. So why I had to doubt in myself? Again, good checking point. When you really know yourself, understand yourself, no matter what comment comes from our family or friends, you will not accept or not debate, or not waste your time. You don't have to really argue about that. But when you say, okay, this soul has said, let me check inside. So when you check and you think, yeah, a little bit of my arrogance was there, a little bit my attachment was there. So that's a good chance to really transform internally. And that's why in spiritual journey, because in a Laukic journey was totally different than the spiritual journey, but in spiritual journey, every step, you are gaining something. You are not losing anything, but every step is taking you towards your goal, towards your aim and object. And that's our journey. And in this journey, the Supreme Power, Supreme Authority is with us. So then why I have a doubt in myself, or I can create any negativity, or I can be like tired, why again and again this thing? That question will not arise. Because every moment is something newness. If you keep that positiveness in yourself, and you keep your aim and object, I have to reach my destination on time. We all will reach, but on time. So then you have a value about your being, value about the time, value about your feelings, value about others' feelings, value about relationship. And this will help us in our journey. So when sister was talking about the fire, actually December, before 31st December, we all know about the January month is the month of tapasya. So there was a preparations inside. And Baba that time also like the came that 4 hours at least minimum we do the bhakti together. So beautiful plan and everything like we created. And then there was only focus on that this January month is a month of blessings. How much I really collect these blessings from Bab Dada and also from Dadis. And it's very nice since you came to Baba and what attainments you receive, that list is also constant in front of the eyes. And I'm sure everyone receive lots of attainments. Yeah? And that attainments allows us to move more like forward. And so we all was doing tapasya, especially on the Zoom. And those who are able to come, they come in the center. And January 7th, I think fire started. But before that, there was a wind. And Baba also said there should be volcanic yoga. So I felt element listen that. So before we start, element says, okay, let me become number one. So the wind and the fire, because of the wind, it was 185 miles per hour. That powerful wind, so 3 days, we cannot open our windows or door or go outside or drive anything, everything kind of stop. And then, not knowing that there was a fire because of the electric wire created that fire, and then because of the wind, it went to the one mountain, to another mountain, to another mountains, and that's way how the houses started to burn. We're not aware about anything because only focus on that, no news, anything, because no TV in Baba's house and none of the family members said anything. But then suddenly I saw the big like clouds. It was thick clouds like over Baba's house. So I thought rain is coming. So I checked with one of the Baba's student and he says, no sister, do you know there was big fires? But I say it's a big fire, but so much of this cloud. And I sent that picture to Sister Moini and she says, what, the bomb blasting? And I says, no, this is the cloud, what the fire created. And fire is almost like 40 minutes from Baba's house. And it was a north side. And it's mostly on the mountain. But amazing part is that one side ocean, another side like mountain, and everything's happened in the mountain. And because of the wind, it was like fast way the houses are burning. And those who were living there, especially Baba's children, somehow one day ahead they was not there. And so they saved themselves, and suddenly every, like the freeway was blocked during that time. Nobody can go. So I did not see it from my eyes. But then only because of the ashes, everyone, usually those who are living on the mountain, they had a Tesla car, electric car. Some have a little helicopter plane. And because that burns, so the carbon, that was very polluted. So you cannot even breathe. Even you are in the house, you need the mask. That much bad atmosphere was. But again, we all were in tapasya. And such a like a deep experience of Baba, like how Baba was really protecting us. And then there are so many phone calls started to came. But what I really admire, in especially America during that time, everyone, nobody asked the question about what happened, how happened, nothing. When they called, they said that, "Sister, we are in tapasya, we are sending Baba Shakas, we are all meditating, sending vibrations towards the Los Angeles." I feel very much loved, and I feel that so fortunate that I have such a big family all over the, like especially in America and outside country also. The value of Brahmin life after this many years, I had value, but that moment I felt so deeply that we are so fortunate, we done such a good karma, that we have such a beautiful family, that who cares? Who says that, okay, we are also meditating, sending our loving vibrations, sending our peaceful vibrations, sending our shakas. So that really motivates more internally that, yes, this is what how Baba helps all the children. But when the news comes from other country asking why, when, what, how, where, but then only says all the Brahmins are okay. And what I felt, you know how many Baba said that when you serve Baba, whatever it belong to you, you know, we always say this is my, but what is belong to you, and that things when you use in a worthwhile way, Baba is responsible. So those houses who are living in the mountain, like from Topanga to Pasadena to San Diego, all area, the fire was on the mountain was spreading. But Baba's children's house was there and nothing happened to them. Couple of sisters' house was like just on side. Two houses, completely fire was like burning. But when it came towards their house, everything was okay. And some was on the like a mountain. So the fire was burning in the little bit halfway, but the house was completely like saved. After 15 days when we went and we saw, it was really the soul whose houses was there. They says, "Thank you, Baba. Thank you, Baba." And they felt inside, Baba saved my house. So they says, now anything what Baba wants from me, I'm really sacrifice myself to Baba. I felt that every Baba's children came very close to Baba and they aware about that whatever I have, let me use in a worthwhile way. And so many souls was like giving, and also when everybody, when they announce that you can give those whose house are burned. But then I also felt that even the Lokik outside world, means America, in Los Angeles, so many people gave so many things. So they have to stop. Please don't. It's over now. We cannot distribute these many things. So I feel that how much even the Lokik people also, they are also be ready to help when the time to need the help. And what Baba's children did, that everybody gives things, but then we say, let's we can distribute to fire brigade, because they work very hard. And almost 17,000 fire brigade came all over the places, Mexico and Canada and every place. It's very, very hectic job that. And so all those who are living their area near that fire brigade, they came and they went and they really distribute about the water and dried everything, kind of dry packet. They appreciate so much, and everybody got chance to know meditations, and they got like also did the meditations there. So they was very appreciate that. Really, we also feel loved that you people are really caring about us. So it was really nice, like kind of exchanging love of the Baba's love to them, and they also appreciating about that. So then afterwards, after I think 15 or 20 days, rain came. And when the rain came, because of really amazing the fire, the mountains like fire, and then on the top the fire brigade was using this water, and the plane and helicopter also using some types of like chemical to dry the fire. And so the mountains become little like soft, and on the top the rain came, so mudsliding started also. So at least we saw that these two elements, the wind and the fire, how much they can damage. Three elements still are there, and again the atomic energy is still like there. So we can see when the Baba says, when the final time when comes, five elements, five vices, then this atomic energy, and then wandering soul, and their own your like body challenges, also the bodily relations or that challenges, when everything comes together, what is your stage that time? So in advance, I just felt this was a still rehearsal. And I do remember in 2020, when I was with Dadi Gulzar in the Bombay, and during that time the COVID started, especially it started in China. And when we just give the news to Dadi, Dadi, do you know in the world this is happening, and many souls are dying. During that time there was no any America or not any other country. And very detached and loving form, Dadi says, in Hindi one word is called Shuruvat, beginning. This is the beginning. And massive, so many souls was dying in China that time. And so we asked that time, Dadi, what's the practice we do? And that what Dadi was doing practice that year, detachment. Dadi used the word ashariri, means bodiless stage practice. Only she used one word, bodiless, but it was so powerful. And I just underlined that this is a beginning, many things will come, and now more pay attention on the bodiless stage. Again we asked Dadi, what another practice we do? That is sage soul consciousness. And in soul consciousness, I observed that detached from the body, remember the soul. Like how Dadi was really like feeling detachment from the body, bodily relations, everything. And she was just in that like kinds of consciousness. And third word she used, go beyond. Because there are so many kind of like things was happening, but says go beyond. So when we take our consciousness beyond, you can see everything down below is very little. So this in advance, Baba and Dadi said this thing, like from the beginning of the yajna, no service during that time, yeah? Nothing, just soul, and they practice about soul consciousness, practice about God consciousness. So much firm in that. Even while Dadi was saying, you yourself, when the ear hear, that moment you experience the detachment from the body. You experience that you are in the body, but there is no feeling, no consciousness of the body. So that is also being our, this practice, we should more increase about. And it's not particular you sit and meditate, sit and practice, but keep in a karma yogi stage. Because every, whatever karma I'm doing in that stage, you will see the benefits of that moment, the lightness. And February month, it was a month of like Shivratri. So how to reveal Baba? Because nowadays people don't want to take the knowledge. They don't want to sit in meditation. So we can have a moment silence. So to reveal the Baba, how you can reveal the Baba? What is the easy method? What is the easy method? Harmonize sanskaras. That time how you can harmonize your sanskaras? That's our internal practice. But how we can reveal Baba? Through our cheerful face, yeah? So how much you are inside, full of all these Baba's treasures, that contentment reveal on your face, yeah? And that they can will see, oh, you are Brahma Kumaris. Like out of nowhere, even you are in the color clothes, and if you are in a gathering, one of the person will come and say, you are from Brahma Kumaris. You know, the vibrations, our drishti, our way of interacting is very divine. So they will know you are from Brahma Kumaris. Yeah. Yes, sister.
So Gita Ben, we have heard that you had the fortune of being with Dadi Gulzar in the very beginning of your Brahmin life here in Madhuban. Do you mind sharing with us how was your feeling, how was your experience with Dadi at that time?
Actually, I am the very shy, a shy person. And I myself don't know when I'm thinking about that, how I can come closer. I was playing my part with Dadi Janki, but I don't know how I end up my part more with Dadi Gulzar. Dadi sent me, 1984, I came to first thing in New York. From London, nobody wanted, none of the Kumaris wanted to leave London. Because Jayanti Ben was there, Sudesh Didi was there, Dadi was there. And whatever they say is we just do that type of service. So we don't have to worry about anything. And one thing Dadi Janki really underlined us, whenever the Dadi says something, whether you know or not, you have to say Hanji. And if you say, let me think, let me do, Dadi will not look at you after that. So we are very aware about that. Just say Hanji. So Dadi told, just leave your job and go to America. And Hanji, don't know where, nothing kind of. So total surrender internally on Baba. And then afterwards, when I came, when I sat in the plane, I was just, Maya started to emerge. All the list of that, I don't know. And then the one moment came, who is sending you? Baba is sending you. Why then this list is? So you should have faith in Baba. So So I came to New York. I had Dadi Gujarat 1985, came to New York. And you know, that time only Queens was there, and Club and just started to live in the center. And we had a big program, big means like during that time, in the backyard of the Queens. You know, it was a small backyard in the Queens Center. So we had the public program, raining on the umbrella. And it was very kind of feeling, good feeling. And then after a month, Dadi told me to go to San Francisco. And many stories I heard that soul, like sister goes and come back. Then I says, why Dadi is sending me there? So I says, okay, let me go to Baba's room. I went to Baba's room. I still remember in Queens. And I says, Baba, I give my life to you. Now you decide what I have to do. But then Dadi Gulzar actually asked, Sister Mohini also that time was a little bit, don't know whom to send, whom not to send, because Sister Mani from London, she was there. And her visa was finishing and I had a permanent visa, but I was new. So then she was a little bit confused, whom to send, whom not. So Dadi Gulzar says, I will talk to Baba in the morning, let you know. And then Dadi called me in the morning. I knew, because she called me, that means I have to go. But then, meantime, when I went to Baba and said, Baba, you decide. Then I went to Dadi and Dadi says, go for 1 month and then come back. And internally I know, 1 month you go, you never come back. You know, because nobody will bring you back once you are go. Then I says, okay, Baba, I'm going, but you have to be with me. So then Dadi Gulzar was traveling also different places there. And so that's way I just a little bit came closer to her. But prior to there, when I used to come Madhuban from London, many sisters from Africa, because when in Africa and Uganda side, East Africa side, many chaos happened. So they became like refugee. They came to London. So they didn't have a passport. They didn't have a visa, anything, to come to Madhuban. So I became like a messenger for them. So all the sisters, I just take their letters and cards. And I do remember during that time only Pandu Bhavan was there in 1970s. So when I don't know what makes me to go to Dadi Gulzar's room in Pandu Bhavan. And I just stand near Dadi's room. And that day Baba was coming. So Dadi remained silent. I went, Dadi saw me, and with the signal she says, come in. So then I said, Dadi, these souls, they cannot come because due to their visa and the passport. So they sent this letter. Very silently, Dadi says, when your turn comes, then see what Baba is saying. And during that time, Baba used to meet like personally 10-15 minutes. So when my turn came, Baba hold my hand and Baba says that tell them that that government is not giving them the visa or passport, but tell that they already, Pandav government already gave them the permit and they are in front of. So I became like a messenger for them. And that's way I came more like kinds of closer to Dadi. And then afterwards, whenever Dadi had to go, Dadi Gulzar had to go, Dadi ji, Prakash Mani Dadi, always just says that, okay, Gita can go with them. So that's way, I don't know how naturally it came up. And somehow Dadi's nature was also silent and my was also like silent. It was some like kinds of matching was there. And so very peacefully with working. And one time Dadi had to come to America, I think 70s in some time. 90. And Niluben didn't got the visa. So then afterwards Dadiji Dadi Janki told that, you know, one of the sisters, she will travel with Dadi. And Dadi Gulzar says, no, let me check with Baba. And then again three names was there. And then in the morning she called me and she says, you can come with me to travel with me. So that's way I got a chance with Dadi Gulzar. And 2 months during that time, I'm sure you brothers remember, yeah, Dadi Gulzar came in 90. And so went to New York, every place is in America. That's way I know whole America, all the centers. And it was so nice that only Brahmin program was there. And one thing I remember, when she was in Orlando and took her into one of the ride, and in that ride, like sitting on that chair, and a big screen was there, and you know how the chair was moving, you feel you are passing through volcano and all these things. And one of the brother was there with Dadi. Dadi, close your eyes, it's very scary. And Dadi was so detached, and Dadi says, open your eye, you are in same your seat. You know? And he says, no, Dadi, it's so scary because, you know, like it's moving. And evening time she conducted the class, and in that class says, look, what science is doing? Science, what the external, like the fear, is create, like the scenery you watch and creates the fear. And what science is doing? You go step by step in, you go more silent, you more experience that. So science is doing destructive thing, and silence power is giving you opportunity to experience this peace. He says, Maya is nothing, but just you can be with yourself. And then seeing what Dadi was observing, she was comparing how science doing now and what silence power is doing that. So it was very nice that seeing that anything logic thing, how you can turn in a spiritual way. So then there is a no question mark. There is a little dot underneath. Okay, this is what it meant. So your mind will not go further. Why, when, what? But mind is says, okay, full stop. So you save your energy, you save your time. Otherwise, how much we have time? We always say, I'm busy, yeah? And it's just the word busy and the mind busy. And you do, sometimes you don't do nothing, but just says, I'm so busy about. And what I really notice, this word busy, that how the COVID, in COVID time, everything shut off, yeah, whole world shut off. It was our time. It was our family time to be together. But then also how much sanskaras, because nobody stayed together 24 hours. And how much like harmonized sanskaras. So COVID gave us the opportunity to go more deeper and be with Baba. And then all this another disaster, like elements now is teaching us how you can go more. And many wandering soul also we experience, I experience personally, that how much we have to remain powerful so they cannot like harm us. So that also I got that experience. So just be in that point of the drama and let Baba can guide you. And you can have that catching and touching power. And the right time, right moment, you will go that place, you will be safe. And that's what I experience about.
Yes. So I will ask you one other question, and then we will have the room open for whoever wants to ask her any question. So I have been observing you since I came to Madhuban in the year 1999. And you were walking with Dadi Gulzar in Pandavavan. And I have also observed you in Peace Village when you were in charge of Toli distribution some years ago. And even though you had so much to do, you were still so peaceful, so calm, so serene. Whatever you were doing, even though it was so much, you were still so calm and peaceful. Can you share your secret with us?
Don't you think we have a choice? Whether you do it peacefully or whether you can do making everybody unhappy and just do you perform? Because what the observations, especially with dadis, that everything like Baba, 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 yeah? This is Baba's children, this is Baba's this is Baba's toli, this is Baba's. So that part, that was more like grinded in my consciousness. And I say, okay, this is all Baba's children, Baba's family, it's my family. And so I always paid attention to two main things. One is about the feeling, and other thing is about relationship. These two things is very important in my inner world. Because once you hurt anybody's feeling, it takes long time to come back. Because when you hurt anything, what I experience, feeling about, let's say, hurt or insult, I took in a positive way that, okay, this is my lesson. I give you an example. When from New York, when they sent me to San Francisco, I asked the center, what's the weather there? And say, oh, California, very beautiful. You don't need sweater. You don't need this and that. So literally, I believed. So my whole warm clothes was in New York. And when I went, it was freezing cold. No socks, no shawl, no sweater. But then it says, you know, instead of asking, you have to die. So that was my laukik and alaukik, both was underlining. And I noticed that 1 month, nobody noticed that I don't have this thing. But then afterwards, when there was a Gayatri Ben and Chandra Ben met in Orlando, so that time my luggage came. And then I took in a very positive way that drama gave me this opportunity to learn, understand those who comes. You have to guide them, you have to tell them, or you have to provide them. You know, so then they will not suffer. Like what, any types of pain I experience, I make sure nobody should go through that. But sometimes someone have to go through that because they don't understand what the pain is. So this is the way I really keep my relationship with everybody, because one thing, coming to Baba's knowledge, we don't need anything from anybody. Yeah? We don't want anything from anybody. And the second thing is about the feeling about, because when I heard, it was really takes a long time to really bring up your stage. I say, I don't want to become an instrument to hurt, even by even thinking, to think about negative about others. Because if you think negative about others, you will get headache. You will feel inside. So from the childhood, I never gave chance my parents to scold me or angry. So I say, I don't want to punish myself by experiencing any types of pain. So quickly, I just think about positive. How I feel, that's a lesson for me. I will not do to anybody. So this is
sweet.
A secret.
So sweet. So we have 10 minutes for questions and answers, and then we will have Toli. Anyone have any questions for Gita Ben?
Om Shanti. Thank you, Gita Ben, for sharing all those experiences. I want to ask, can you share more about your experiences with Wandering Soul that you had during COVID that you shared?
Yeah. Because that is also, you have to be very powerful. It should not like affect. One of our Baba's very, really surrender and very dedicated Baba's child. And, you know, that's why, because this is still we have our time to go within ourselves. And what is bothering you? In the certain things, in a past birth, we don't know. But in this birth, what is suffering from our parents, from our anything, you are the one who have to cure. You cannot blame anybody outside, because they played their part. But what, how I took it, so now I have to really transform that or change or go beyond. And so one of our very nice like Baba's child, he was our right hand. He do everything. He's an all-rounder brother. And but from the childhood, he had some kind of tragedy. So when he became like the age of 70, all these kinds of came in form of anxiety. And when he started anxiety, so I actually cautioned him. I said, brother, your anxiety level is increasing. So only I know. And then after maybe 2-3 weeks, I says, brother, it's more like anxiety. I know, sister, I know. And then the third time I just say that, during that time he was kind of almost like frustration about. And then we know that something has happened to him, so we can really put in the like hospital to just check and everything. But then afterwards when he came back, and I noticed that those who have a soul inside, they cannot take the drashti. Their eyes is rolling and he cannot take drashti, but he was very angry. And he was telling, like, not looking at me, he says, I'm very angry on you. And I was very calm and very cool, and I say, it's okay. Very, like, sweetly, I says, okay. Then he says, how come you are okay? I'm angry on you. And then I says, how come you remain peaceful? I say, I have a choice, and I want to. And I says, go to light. You can go to light. And then afterwards the soul was like calm down. The energy is so negative and so like powerful also. And you can really feel the waves of that. But because of just keeping Baba in front and only focusing that time Baba and that soul only, so then nothing kind of affected. But otherwise, the energy in the house, when he come, it's very kind of powerful negative thing. So I don't allow any other place, only just Baba's room, and just let Baba and him can really live in. But according to drama, when he was about to leave, 4 days I was with them, with him, and another family was there. Very calm, very peaceful, very thing. Everybody loves that soul, but that soul don't love. He don't know how to love himself. And that's why this first thing, we always expect, you love me, you respect me. First thing always, you love yourself. And how you love yourself, see your speciality, your virtues, your talents. That is your specialty. And that you can use in Baba's service. While you're using, after that detach. No expectation or vava or thank you or praise. Because our ear likes to hear the praise. Ear don't like to praise any criticism. And that if you don't like criticism, then see only every time you hear criticism. You know, what we don't like, that comes in front of you. I had to overcome that. But we don't learn that lesson. Why again came to me? You know? So we have to pay attention on that. That's why our yoga power around you, I always like think, let Baba's light and might circle around you and only see the beautiful soul and the goodness, only goodness. And send lots of loving, powerful good wishes and pure feelings. So then around you, no negativity, anything can really pass.
So we have time for one question. And then we give Toli. We must finish by 10:30. Anybody else? If not, we will start giving.
Okay, I'll tell you one last one experience. Sometimes, you know, like you run for your particular sanskaras. I actually, if someone's like be angry, and even if someone is angry on you, I feel he's angry on me. So I don't like to talk to that person in the early beginning of the in Gyan. So 1 week I don't communicate that soul. And then one time, Dadi sent me to Turkey. And I say, thank you, Baba. I got chance now. I don't have to face that soul. So when I went to Turkey, as soon as I arrived to the airport, who was a contact soul, we don't have the center anything. Dadi just sent me like that and I create thing. Someone gave to Baba's house, but nothing inside. And that soul was deaf in both ear. Whatever you say, interpretations go in a negative form and very kind of annoyed. Then I thought I left from that place. And now we are like two more times annoyed about these things. But then now what to do? Because it was hurt like a country and I'm like a guest in that country. And Dadi Janki always just encouraged, the good teacher is one that she flourished the students like that. Hardly any student language don't know. Money was like $1 million in, don't know how to count. Everything was, but I says, okay, Baba, I came for your service. You have to guide. You have to do these things. And then one after one of kind of a student came. And then Dadi sent me to some another place. I says, thank you. Now I have to liberate from this soul. And when I went there, it was like more four time of that soul. And then when I came to Los Angeles, Dadi sent me Los Angeles, more like five time. Then I said, wherever I'm going, I'm running. And where I'm running, I'm taking my mind with me. Not taking my mind, keep my mind in the home and I'm running. I said, now I had to accept. Just in inner voice. No, I asked Baba, Baba, give me one word that I don't run anymore. And the word, very powerfully word came out, acceptance. And when I accept that, the respect and love was flaring. And after that, last 25, 26 years, I'm not running.
So beautiful. So can we give her a beautiful round of applause? Thank you, Gita Didi.
Thank you.
So now we will have Toli while we in meditation and then traffic control and you're free.
So we have to go upstairs, yeah?
So afterwards, we go upstairs for meditation and then there is a panel discussion.